So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Ganav b'shus ha'baylim, v'tavach ha'machor chutz m'shusam. If someone stole an animal inside the owner's property and then slaughtered or sold it outside the owner's property, in which the kinyan ganeva occurred when he pulled the animal outside, or aisha ganav chutz m'shusam, v'tavach ha'machor b'shusam. He stole the animal outside the owner's property and then slaughtered or sold it inside the owner's property, and the kinyan ganeva occurred when he first pulled the animal outside, or aisha ganav v'tavach ha'machor chutz m'shusam. He stole and then slaughtered or sold it all outside the owner's property, and the kinyan ganeva occurred when he first pulled the animal. In all three cases, misham tashlumei abba b'chamisha, he pays dal v'hei, because there was both a ganeva and a tvicha u'mechira. Aval ganav v'tavach u'machor b'shusam pater. If he stole and then slaughtered or sold it all inside the owner's property, he does not pay dal v'hei, because there was no ganeva, since a meshicha inside the owner's property does not acquire, and as the Gemara says elsewhere, imein geneva ein tvicha mechira. If there was no geneva, he's not liable dal v'hei for the tvicha mechira. The Mishnah continues, hayemayishchei v'yetzei umeis b'shus habaylam pater. If as the ganav began to pull it outward, the animal died inside the owner's property, he's not liable for the geneva because the meshicha inside does not acquire the animal. However, higbiyoy oyitzir b'shus habaylam umeis chayv. If the ganav lifted the animal inside the owner's property, or he pulled the animal outside, and then it died, he's liable for the geneva because hagbah acquires even inside the owner's property. If inside the owner's property, the ganav gave the animal to a kohen to redeem his firstborn son, or to his debtor to repay a loan, or he gave the animal to one of the four guardians, if as the recipient began to pull the animal outward, it died inside, the ganav is not liable for the geneva because the meshicha inside does not acquire the animal. However, if the recipient lifted the animal inside the owner's property, or he pulled the animal outside, and then it died, the ganav is liable for the geneva because the recipient was his shliach, and therefore his agbah inside, or his meshicha outside, acquired the animal for the ganav. The Gemara brings proof from this Mishnah that tiknu meshicha b'shemer. The Chacham initiated that a person becomes a shemer and obligated to guard the bekadin only through a meshicha, but not through mere verbal consent, as the Mishnah rules that only if the shemer pulled the animal outside does he become a shemer for the ganav. But if he did not pull the animal outside, even though he did verbally consent, he does not become a shemer for the ganav. Amar Rebbe Lazar, Re'uhu shahahitmin b'charshin b'tavach u'machar. If a person was observed hiding in the forest, where he slaughtered or sold someone else's animal, misham tashlum abav v'chamisha, he pays dal v'hei, and even though he knows that others saw him, he's considered a ganav who is chayev, but not a gazlan who is potter, because kivin the komitari minayu ganavu, he initially attempts to avoid an open confrontation with people by hiding in the forest. And the Gemara explains that a gazlan is someone similar to the incident of Benio ben Yoyada, where the pasuk states, "V'yigzel esachanis mi'ara mitzi v'ar gehu bechanisa." He grabbed the item out of the owner's hands. Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai was asked by his students, "Mimnei ma'hechmira ter beganav yosi megazlan? Why is the ter more stringent with a ganav in that he pays kefil and dal v'hei, while a gazlan pays only karen?" He answered, "Zehish recovered ever l'chvayd kainai. The gazlan steals openly and does not fear people, just as he does not fear Hashem." The ganav steals secretly because he fears people more than he fears Hashem. Regarding dal v'hei, the pasuk says, "Chamisha baku yishalom tachas asher, v'arba tzayin tachas aseh." The Gemara offers two explanations for the distinction between an ox and a sheep regarding tvichu mechira, and that for an ox he pays 5 times its worth, while for a sheep he only pays 4 times its worth. Remeir says, see how the Torah values the work of a person. To compensate for the loss of the animal's work. Because there was no loss of work. Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai says, see how the Torah values the embarrassment of a person. Because he was able to lead the ox by foot and there was no busha. Because he had to carry the sheep on his back and there was busha. Zok the Mishnah, one may not raise small domesticated animals such as sheep and goats in the settled areas of Eretz Yisrael, As Rashi explains, Mishum Yishub Eretz Yisrael Shemavar Esasadis B'chol Sadis Eretz Yisrael Stam in the Yisrael. The Chacham initiated this gezeira in order to preserve the land of Eretz Yisrael, because these animals ruin the surrounding fields, which are mainly owned by other Jews. Avol Megadlim B'Suria U'B'Midbar Yishal Eretz Yisrael. However, one may raise them in Syria, because it's not part of Eretz Yisrael, and in the deserts of Eretz Yisrael, where there are no fields. The Mishnah continues, Eima Gadlin Tarnagoylim B'Yerushalayim, Mepnei HaKadoshim. One may not raise chickens in Yerushalayim, because as Rashi explains, Derech Tarnagoylim L'Nakar Ba'Ashpa. Chickens peck in garbage piles, and might bring back a bone of a sheretz and cause tumma to the meat of karbonis found in Yerushalayim. V'Loi Kahanim B'Eretz Yisrael, Mepnei HaTaharis. And Kahanim may not raise chickens in all of Eretz Yisrael, because they might cause tumma to their truma. The Mishnah continues with several halachas, which the Gemara explains in Daf Pei Beis. Ein megadlin chazir b'chol makim. It is forbidden to raise swine in any place. The Gemara later explains that this was a takanas chachamim based on an unfortunate incident in the time of the Chashmonaim. Lei gadol adam es hakelev, elam kein kasher b'shalshelas. One may not raise dogs unless they are kept chained. Rashi explains, when they shenoshich u'minaveyach, u'mapelas isha mi'irasai, because it barks and sometimes bites and might cause a pregnant woman to miscarry from fright. In person yishuvim liyoinim, elim kein hayirachik mina yishuv lamed ris. One may only trap doves at a distance of 30 ris from a settlement where he will not capture privately owned doves.